only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons. Well, in the Holy Saturday reflection, you talked about living through Lent, and we really have lived through Lent, through the Gospels, and through the movies, Peter. So we arrive at Easter Sunday, a joyous day, and I want you to tell me which film you've gone for.
I've gone for a film with a one-word title, perhaps one of those symbolic titles, and the film is by Peter Weir, and it's called Fearless. It's a favourite film of mine, and it's a film about resurrection. It's not intended to be initially religious, but the screenplay, as we move through, gradually raises more and more religious themes. Some of the characters are Catholics, there are discussions in a church, and so the religious dimension starts to pervade. It's basically a theme about an air crash and survival. And so Jeff Bridges, who is the star, experiences this crash, which is presented very graphically, and he survives, and it has a transforming effect on his life. I suppose a near death, an almost death, a perhaps death experience. So he then is a risen person, and he becomes fearless in his dealings with people. And he feels he must go out because of this responsibility of having this renewed life to make contact with relatives of survivors, especially one played by Rosie Perez. And those scenes are in the church. There's also some rooftop scenes, and so we're taken into that risky area where people could possibly end their lives if they're not coping well with life in general.
I'm Peter Hummel, Byron's father. I want to thank you.
You have a brave son.
I made my dad bring me. I can't sleep. I want to be with you.
Why do you want to be with him, son?
I feel safe with him.
A lot of people are safe because of you, Mr. Klein. They're calling you the Good Samaritan.
I didn't save anyone. The pilot saved us.
You saved me. I was upside down, stuck. He got me out.
How did you do that, son?
And a baby, too. He found a way out for a lot of people. We would have been fried.
What about the baby, Mr.?
In a sense, it's a film about resurrection or incomplete resurrection or what the meaning of resurrection is in one's own life. And so it's not an easy film for an Easter Sunday reflection. It's more a challenging reflection on what is the meaning of life and if you are gifted with the opportunity to start again.
It doesn't sound necessarily like a joyous film. Does it have a pickup at all?
It does, yes. It's very positive in its outlook, even as we are guided through a very sad experience. And I remember Peter Weir saying to me once, my next film, that's the one that you need to see, Fearless, because I've put the religious dimensions into that film.